is dealing with a particular problem with a contract or challenge with a contract, and they make that known, there are men sitting around that table that have been down that road. And they can understand that. So if a person comes and says they need prayer for their cash flow, other businessmen understand what that's all about because they've been there. And if they have a family situation, they can bring that to the table and bring that out, and other men around that table understand what they're talking about. The second thing is to, or the next thing is to find a good facility where the men would like to get together to fellowship. And it should be accessible, should have good surroundings, and then they should determine what is the best time of day for the participants. For example, many executives and entrepreneurs find that a hotel and a morning session works best for them before they get involved in their daily task. Blue-collar workers may prefer a restaurant, and sometimes evenings work best for them. Much will depend on the availability and facilities in your area. I remember back when I first got involved in men's ministry in 1965, one of the things that I was looking for was an opportunity to get to know businessmen who had become successful in their business and their personal lives by applying biblical principles to their business and their personal lives. To me, that was important. That was something I desired. I looked for men that I could look up to and relate to. I wanted to see godly principles effect a change in a businessman's business, in his personal lives. And that's how I got involved in men's ministry in 1965. And I've been involved ever since. And I have loved the opportunity, got to meet some great people from around the world. It has blessed my life and business and their family, and I'll be forever indebted to that. So that gives you a little background on who we are, where we came from, how we were established, and we want to take it from there. And talk about the benefits in the IFCB. You know, a lot of times we look at the membership. Our fee is only $50 a year, which is an insignificant amount of money if you're dealing with businessmen. And we are a fellowship of Christian businessmen. How many times have you subscribed, as I have, to a magazine, and you pay $50 a year for a subscription? Or you go to a conference and it's $100, $150, $200, $500 just to attend a one-day seminar. And what do you get out of it? Many times we look back and I begin to evaluate. When a subscription comes up for renewal, I begin to review the benefit that I get from that. Many times the magazines come in, we don't even take time to read them. We just stack them up and say, one of these days, I might get around to looking at that. But we spend $50 or $75 on up for these kind of opportunities, for which we are absolutely, talking from my own perspective, we don't get any benefit from it. But what do we get when we join the fellowship, the IFCB? Being a member of the IFCB gives us an opportunity, first of all, to enjoy fellowship. How many of you fellows have enjoyed fellowship? The second thing, we have an opportunity to build relationships and make connections. How many have enjoyed, we can look around here, that we've got men that have really established and built some tremendous relationships. How many have enjoyed building relationships that have really become important? And not only have they built relationships, but through these relationships, they've made connections that have been invaluable to them in their business, in their personal lives. The other thing is that these relationships will last a lifetime. And then we've had many people that come to our meetings and they were discouraged, And they felt down. They had challenges they were dealing with. And they received encouragement that ministered to the spirit, the soul, the body. And it's an opportunity also at our meetings to be blessed by evangelism. Being built up by hearing good testimonies and being inspired by evangelism and other evangelistic testimonies. We've got some men in our round table that one man that every time he comes, he's had a miracle. And it's always exciting because he likes to, he's always got something fresh to bring. And it's exciting when he's there. You know, one of the benefits of being a member is it's a place where we can enjoy fellowship, as we have talked about. Fellowship with your peers. And we got some fellows here this morning from Tulsa that I dearly love. It's been absolutely a wonderful part of my life. And the next thing, it's an opportunity to, as we previously mentioned, discuss biblical principles that relate to our business and our personal lives. It's an opportunity to receive wise counsel. Because many times we, Mr. Harold Bennett back here, he's always got a word of wisdom. Doesn't say much, but I'll tell you, when he speaks, it's time to listen. And we've got other men here this morning that have been down the road, and it's tremendous, the wisdom that it comes from. And when they come, they can be assured of prayer support. They obtain solutions to troublesome problems. It's a place where they have opportunities to consider others' viewpoints on current events. They receive leadership training. They have opportunities to hone their ministry skills. Many men have come to our roundtables and our luncheons and banquets. They've found employment. Others have received prayer for promotions. They've received promotions. Their businesses have prospered. Many have been healed many times during the day. We get phone calls from people that have health issues and family issues, and they want prayer. And it is always a great thrill and an honor for me to be able to just stop what we're doing and pray the prayer of faith in agreement according to God's holy word. Financial needs have been met, and men have received wisdom and knowledge as to how to handle a particular business problem. Fellows, are not these benefits that we all enjoy and can benefit from? We had one man who came, and he said he woke up in the early hours of the morning. He was concerned about different issues and said that when he came to the round table, many times within 10 to 15 minutes, many of those issues that he had been wrestling with in the early morning hours of the morning had now been resolved. God had already given him the insight in how to deal with and resolve issues. It also becomes an accountability group. You know, when you're in close fellowship with a group of businessmen, and you see if there was ever a thought of doing something wrong, or something that may have been legally right, but it was something that, you know, morally and ethically, it was on the line. And you stop for a minute and you think, you know, if I was going to face the men around this round table, if they knew what I was proposing or about to do, would I be proud of that? Is that something I would feel good about? Or should I not do this? And many times it becomes a absolute incredible accountability group that makes you want to do the right thing in the right way at the right time in order to get the right result. You also have an opportunity to get involved in some of the other IFCB chapter activities, such as the round table, the luncheons, the banquet, testimony distribution. There's many opportunities to pray for the sick. A lot of times we team up and we go to the hospitals to pray for the sick. And a tremendous opportunity to share the love of the Lord and see God minister to people through these men in our fellowship. We have men attend a round table looking for something or someone who can do a certain thing. Their men came, said, "Do you know where we can get a truckload of peanut butter? Or they need a truckload of toilet tissue." And we've got men that have made connections. You know, those are supernatural connections. And there's men around those round tables that have absolutely incredible insight in connections with people all across the United States and sometimes around the world. If they're looking for something, there's somebody generally in a round table that knows somebody that can lead them to what they're looking for.